The city of Tacoma wants voters to approve a 2% tax increase on utility companies. The money would pay for repairs to Tacoma city streets. The city estimates the average homeowner would see $56 more a year on their utility bills. Opponents of this measure, Proposition 1, call it taxation without representation. That's because some non-Tacoma residents would pay the tax, but the road repairs would only be made to streets in Tacoma. Peter Callahan is columnist for the Tacoma News Tribune. He joins us now to try to explain this. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Marcy.
Some of the strongest opponents to this measure live outside of Tacoma, and aside from taxation, besides representation, what is their big gripe?
Well, most of the people opposing it are large utility customers within the city of Tacoma. I'm not sure where they live, but they really their complaint is that it's going to increase their power bills significantly. But they don't say that they have been paying a 6% utility tax for years and years and years and years, and all of the proceeds for that money have always gone into the general fund in Tacoma.
What is the city's reasons for this kind of tax for road repair?
The real reason is desperation. Cities are not given that many options by the legislature to raise money. One of them is a utility tax. And as I mentioned, Tacoma has had a 6% utility tax. But let's see, 6 or 7 years ago, they ran a property tax levy to try to raise money for roads, and that was rejected. So this is really one of the only other sources of money they can look at. The sales tax is capped, the property tax was rejected, and then comes the utility tax.
So this money is earmarked, if this measure passes, for road repair and maintenance. Are the streets in Tacoma really that bad?
I guess that's what I'm told. You don't walk around or drive around and suddenly have your car disappear in a lake or anything like that I've noticed. But the engineering types who rate these things, last time they checked, and they actually stopped checking in 2006, I guess it was too depressing for them, but they were overall in the poor condition rating that civil engineers use.
I'm talking with Peter Callahan, columnist for the Tacoma News Tribune, and Tacoma voters are giving their thoughts about Proposition 1, but not just Tacoma voters, because the Tacoma utilities serve customers outside the city. Do you have a sense that those folks who live outside the city limits themselves are opposed to this measure, as well as the big utility consumers?
I assume they're opposed to it, but the whole thing about taxation without representation, none of them have a vote. So it seems like a funny campaign to try to urge some sort of altruism on the people who have a vote and telling them to reject a measure that would have people outside the city pay for something that people inside the city want. It's not often that a big campaign like this appeals to altruism. It's also very large utility customers who are basing their campaign on mailings that show old people turning the thermostat down because they can no longer afford to pay their utility bills. That's sort of the gist of the campaign.
So who is the big money giver to the anti-Prop 1 campaign?
Simpson Tacoma Craft, which has the big Simpson pulp mill that we hear so much about on the tide flats in Tacoma. That's the largest utility customer. They use a lot of power in their process. They're the largest, but a lot of big utility customers. Not that the other side is filled with Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. It's sort of the unions that would benefit by the construction, and then the construction companies, kind of the big road builders and gravel suppliers and people like that are funding the Yes campaign.
You think this measure is likely to pass?
I have no sense, really. I mean, there's not been polling on it. I mean, it could pass, but I can tell you, down here, campaigns are run in the mail, and they're run on the phone because there really isn't an economical purchase of TV or radio, because you'd be buying the whole region instead of this area. So, boy, the no's are hitting pretty hard. They don't seem to have that much more money, but, boy, the mail every day is a new mailing.
I know that your mayor is running unopposed for re-election. How does the Proposition 1 vote impact her chances?
I think it will not impact her chance because she's running unopposed. I mean, it's a thing that happens down here. We're term limited, and we've had term limits on the city council and mayor since the 50s. And if you're a mayor running for re-election, unless you've really screwed up, you don't tend to get meaningful opposition. It's rare to get absolutely no opposition, which is what Marilyn Strickland is facing. But folks who want to be mayor, and this is a weak mayor system, we have a city manager who actually runs the town, they wait 4 years till the seats open.
Well, it's fascinating. We'll wait to see tomorrow till the votes start to be counted. Peter Callahan, columnist for the Tacoma News Tribune, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks for having me.